thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Harmonious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minguagazur, channel 44 on TV Cable Minguagazur. In Henan Darius, channel 41 on TV Cable Henan Darius. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hood Province, channel 21 on Han Altail Cable TV. In Edernet City, channel Z26 on Tla Tenga Cable TV, on channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tla, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisors, channel 47. And Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotel, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, one Malawian village makes great progress in the survival rate of women giving birth. In ecology news, more Japanese youth are growing vegetables and crops. In animal welfare news, famed British singer Leona Lewis advocates for a universal declaration that would protect all animals. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 3rd, India's first president, His Excellency Dr. Rajendra Prasad, was born in 1884 in Bihar, India. A very brilliant student, he received a doctorate in law and was on the High Court of Bihar and Orissa. In 1946, he was elected president of Constituent Assembly as it was establishing India's constitution and became India's president in 1950. While in office, he visited many countries, seeking to bring about new harmonious relations. His Excellency, a dedicated adherent of a meatless diet his whole life, inaugurated the 15th World Vegetarian Congress in 1957. Our sincere appreciation for the noble legacy of compassionate leadership and ideals of His Excellency, Dr. Rajendra Prasad.
December 3rd also commemorates the United Nations International Day of Persons with Disabilities, which was established in 1992. The theme for 2009 is Making the Millennium Development Goals Inclusive, Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities and Their Communities Around the World. Activities for the day may include celebrating the contributions of persons with disabilities through performances and art exhibits, as well as holding forums and information campaigns. On this International Day of Persons with Disabilities, may we honor the dignity and amazing gifts inherent in all beings.
Flyer News, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association Relief News Update from Indonesia. On September the 2nd, a magnitude 7.3 quake struck the island of West Java, disrupting the religious traditions of Indonesian Muslims who were in the middle of the holy Islamic Ramadan fast. The temblor also caused landslides and took at least 80 lives, while hundreds of people suffered injuries. Over 10,000 buildings collapsed, with thousands of others damaged. Some 200,000 people were rendered homeless or displaced, as hundreds of homes were damaged or destroyed. Just 1 week later, a 6.0 magnitude temblor hit Sulawesi Island, damaging hundreds of homes and offices.
Upon knowing of these disasters, Supreme Master Qinghai donated a total of $25,000 in aid, also conveying her tears of sorrow and much, much love. This amount could obtain $304,000 in essential items bought in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living.
Following their initial work distributing emergency materials to the remote areas of five affected districts, our association's Jakarta relief team set out to other disaster areas, covering their own travel expenses of $1,000. In traveling to one distant village, they found that quake damage to a water plant caused residents to have to walk far up into the hills each day to meet their basic needs. The relief team thus contributed funds for the construction of a new plant.
As per Master's caring instructions, the team also traveled with Red Cross personnel to visit six villages and comfort the residents 2 weeks after the disaster. There, they gathered all children and villagers and organized interactive games, including singing. This created a happy atmosphere, helping the afflicted forget about their sadness as spirits were raised, renewing strength and confidence for rebuilding.
Eid al-Fitr presents were also prepared for the children to celebrate the holiday marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. As the young people enthusiastically received their gifts, their parents looked on in happiness as well.
appreciation, Indonesian Red Cross, for your caring assistance. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's love and detailed concern for the victims, as well as our association members' dedicated help to the vulnerable. May Allah bless the affected Indonesian people with a swift return to their fruitful day-to-day lives as we strive to adopt gentler, more considerate ways to alleviate calamities as these.
Venice flooded by high waters. The legendary Italian canal city of Venice has been inundated by waters 4 feet above normal. On Monday, December the 1st, nearly half of the city's surface was inundated, including much of the historic centre. Residents and tourists could be seen wading through the floodwaters of the streets. Meteorologists warn that such conditions could continue with high tides and expected December rains. We are thankful for the safety of the Venetian people and pray for their continued protection. With heaven's grace, may such conditions be eased as our increased stewardship helps ensure the stability of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort. Even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
12th China-European Union Summit strengthens bilateral ties. The two-day China-European Union Summit, held in Nanjing, China, and concluding on Monday, November the 30th, was attended by Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao and European Council President and Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, as well as European Commission President José Manuel Barroso. Following their discussions, they issued a joint statement affirming their commitment to non-proliferation and disarmament of nuclear arms, protection of human rights, significant action on climate change in Copenhagen, and sustainable economic growth and technological cooperation.
The European Union, China, and other major players in these negotiations can always negotiate with numbers, but we cannot negotiate with science.
To stop the rise of global warming and to avoid crucial tipping points, the UN-led process and also the belief of the European Union has been that we need to stop the increase in global warming at 2 degrees. And so far, our belief is that the global efforts put on the table for mitigation is not enough to secure that we do not exceed the 2-degree target. So more needs to be done.
We cannot negotiate with the reality of climate change, and we know that only together we can face this very important threat to the future of life in our planet. That is why we will continue to work with our partners, including China, for a successful outcome at Copenhagen.
Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, on the fruitful culmination of your meetings. Blessed be the continued partnership of China and the European Union in bringing further peace and sustainable development for the benefit of all.
Equatorial Guinea's president re-elected. The government of Equatorial Guinea has announced the results of presidential elections held on November 29, revealing that incumbent President Teodoro Obiang Nguema won more than 95% of the popular vote. As the country's head of state since 1979, this will extend the president's leadership by 7 years. Our congratulations, Your Excellency, on your re-election. May the Providence bless you with fruitful and noble leadership for the prospering of all fellow Equatorial Guinean citizens.
Palestinian law professor returns home. Dr. Ghassan Khaled, a law lecturer at An-Najjar University in Nablus, West Bank, was released after his detainment in Israel since March 2008, returning to his wife and 5 children. Dr. Khaled expressed his appreciation for the many Israeli friends who came to his support, saying that he would start teaching again and would continue encouraging peace and communication. We are thankful for your freedom, Dr. Khaled, wishing you many comforting moments in the company of family and friends, and heaven bless your continued efforts in furthering harmony among brethren in the Middle East and beyond.
British sailors freed. Officials in Iran have announced the release of five Britons 1 week after their detainment. Crew members Luke Porter, Oliver Smith, David Bloomer, Sam Usher, and Oliver Young were on their way from Bahrain to Dubai to participate in a sailing race when an engine malfunction caused their boat to drift into Iranian waters. Immediately upon their detainment, officials such as British Foreign Secretary David Miliband and Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs Manoohar Mottaki began working to clarify the matter, and the sailors were freed, cleared of all charges. Foreign Secretary Miliband furthermore expressed his appreciation for the Iranian officials' prompt and professional handling of the matter. "We join in thanking your excellencies and all personnel involved for your cooperative efforts leading to the speedy resolution of this case. May the five British sailors enjoy happy reunions with loved ones and the joy of many future sailing endeavors."
Astronauts return safely to Earth following 188 gravity-free days in the International Space Station. Belgian astronaut Frank de Wijn, Canadian astronaut Robert Thirsk, and Russian cosmonaut Roman Romanenko landed the Russian Soyuz space capsule safely in Kazakhstan on Tuesday, December the 1st. During their mission, which involved conducting a number of experiments on how a zero-gravity environment affects the human body, Belgian astronaut de Wijn assumed command of the orbiting spaceship as the first ever European to do so. The three crew members returned to a training center outside Moscow, where they greeted their awaiting families and went on to receive training in coping with gravity after 6 months on the space station.
International cooperation works. If you look to the HDV vehicle, a Japanese vehicle, grappled by a Canadian arm, operated by an American and a Belgian astronaut, European astronaut, I think it's a great example that this works. And I hope that we can continue to invest in human spaceflight in Europe as well, but that also Europe can develop its own capability to fly its own astronauts to space.
A big bravo, space voyagers de Wijn, Thirsk and Romanenko, for your successful mission. We are so glad to know of your safe return and wish you warm reunions with loved ones, as well as many more years of contributions to the exciting frontier of space.
Save our planet. European Parliament Vice President calls for less meat to ease global warming. In an editorial published in the UK's Yorkshire Post, European Parliament Vice President Edward McMillan Scott explained why he, along with leaders like Sir Paul McCartney and UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change Chairman Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, has chosen not to eat meat.
Citing the 2006 United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, statistic that 18% of all greenhouse gases come from livestock, Vice President McMillan Scott stated that meat takes 16 times more energy and resources than its vegetable equivalent. Meat also uses vastly higher amounts of water, even as 62% of the world's population faces scarcity and drought. In addition, farmed animal raising occupies a full 70% of agricultural land and is a major cause of destructive deforestation. Other environmental and health detriments include meat consumption's effect on the more than 1 billion who are now suffering from hunger. His Excellency went on to call on governments, organizations, and individuals to opt for a healthier and environmentally friendly alternative diet.
Today, Thursday, December 3rd, His Excellency joins Sir Paul McCartney and UN IPCC Chair Dr. Rajendra Pachauri at a hearing before the European Parliament in Brussels, Belgium, on the global warming and food policy, less meat equals less heat, to urge policymakers focus on this vital action.
We have a problem with greenhouse gases, and one of the most significant sources of greenhouse gases is animal production and meat production and the dairy industry. And the fact that so much soya is now being grown as animal fodder.
Our heartfelt thanks, Vice President McMillan Scott, Sir Paul McCartney, Dr. Pachauri, and all distinguished leaders and citizens supporting avoidance of the climate-harming meat fair. We pray that many others will heed your call to action and wisely choose a plant-based diet to save our planet.
I'm also delighted that I'm able to deliver a message of greeting from the European Parliament to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose work is well understood around the world, and in particular, at a time of concern about climate change, that this message is being propagated and encouraged by Supreme Master TV, which is an important mechanism of communication around the world.
Supreme Master Qinghai has time and again called upon courageous government leaders to lead their co-citizens to safety by informing them of the truth about the extremely adverse impacts of meat on the environment. As in this July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA.
The government have to explain to people that it's truly harmful now. And it is emergency that people should stop eating meat. If meat eating will not be banned and not be limited, then the whole planet will be gone. This is a life and death matter for everybody. It's not a personal choice. And we are eating meat, eating up the whole planet. It's not necessary choice at all. Even if before the planetary urgency, meat eating people eat up the whole planet, eat up so much food, and result in hunger and war. It has never been a right choice in the first place. Everything is good for people if they don't eat meat anymore. So they should also quit it for their better life, better health, better environment, and saving this earth home for all to enjoy, especially for their future generation. If we don't do it now, the earth will be gone. Who is there to eat meat?
Save our planet. Evidence of life on Mars grows stronger. US-based National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, scientists have looked again at a meteorite that struck Antarctica 13,000 years ago. They believe the rock, which was found in Antarctica in 1984, formed part of Mars's crust during a time that the planet contained water, and theorize that it left the Martian surface due to an asteroid or comet blast and reached Earth only after floating through space for millions of years. Thanks to refined electron microscope imaging, more recent findings in the rock of elongated shapes resembling certain bacterial microbes reveal what researchers are calling strong evidence that life once existed on Mars. Further evidence was also suggested when another team of US scientists reported that new, more detailed maps of Mars indicated the planet long ago contained a large ocean in the northern hemisphere, expansive valleys around the equator, and a climate similar to drier regions of planet Earth. We are most appreciative, all scientists and agencies, for sharing these detailed discoveries about Mars's past characteristics and similarities with Earth. We look forward to learning even more about our neighboring planet and the understanding it offers of our own precious home.
During a January 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai shared further insights about a climate disaster in Mars' distant past as an aid for us in caring for our earthly ecosphere.
They have discovered that Mars is all barren and uninhabitable. But they also discovered that long ago there was water there. Water means life supporting. What have happened to all these bodies of water? That is a very, very important question for us. So, for Mars we can learn to prevent such disaster that it might not ever happen to our planet. Don't forget that we have a very beautiful home here. For us and for our children. So we have to protect this beautiful place we call Earth, because this is the home of not just us, but many other species and the environment, beautiful flora and fauna. All we do is just be vegan. Nothing else is really important anymore. Just be vegan, you can save the planet overnight, just like that.
Save Our Planet, addressed to decision makers attending the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit, the Stop Eating Meat and Heal Our Planet petition, available at www.legalbanofmeat.info, has received over 15,300 signatures thus far.
Save Our Planet, doubling previous estimates, a new report forecasts sea level rises of 1.4 meters by 2100, jeopardizing the existence of major Asian rice deltas in cities like London, New York, and Shanghai, as well as completely submerging island nations such as Maldives and Tuvalu.
Save Our Planet, members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, announced they have reached a consensus on climate change and will attend the Copenhagen Denmark Climate Change Talks to contribute their shared perspective.
It's Kura the Kakapo here, a joyful vegan, with a household tip of the day. To remove tough spots on windowsills, try wiping the surface with a solution of half a cup of rubbing alcohol and quarter of a cup of water. This will also help prevent mold. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now, for the worldwide weather. Health news, maternal survival rates increased to 100% in Malawian village. In Patala, close to the country's capital, various measures have helped protect the well-being of many women. Villagers are informed of the importance of delivering their babies in a hospital. Poster-type notices are placed around the community. Our heartfelt appreciation all those involved in safeguarding the lives of the new mothers of Patala. May expectant mothers around the globe have access to the best of care during the miraculous birth-giving time.
In ecology news, Japan sees new generation of farmers. There is a growing interest of young Japanese people in raising vegetables and crops. For example, Ms. Kaori Nukui has joined her parents' green tea and shiitake mushrooms enterprise, formerly working for a consulting and public relations firm in Tokyo. Ms. Nukui returned to her family farming business. Also, Ms. Shiho Fujita, a well-known singer, music producer, and model, advocates growing vegetables and has organized a group of women to grow rice in the countryside. Kudos, Ms. Shiho Fujita, Ms. Kari Nukui, and many other participants in farming endeavors. May your green efforts bear much fruit and bring you abundant joy. Up next, famed singer Leona Lewis and her canine companion Misty advocate for the rights of animals. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. More gladdening news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a compassionate world. In animal welfare news, famed British singer urges people to take action. Internationally acclaimed singer Miss Leona Lewis, accompanied by her canine companion Misty, has filmed video and photo sessions for the World Society for the Protection of Animals, or WSPA, campaign. The WSPA is advocating that the Universal Declaration on Animal Welfare be adopted by all nations throughout the world. Addressing her fans, Miss Lewis said, "It's up to us to give these animals a voice and put a stop to cruelty and neglect right now." Bravo, Leona, the World Society for the Protection of Animals, Misty and Sony Music, for your loving efforts on behalf of our innocent animal friends. We wish you great success in helping God's precious children to have beautiful lives as intended by our Creator. For more information, please visit www.wspa.org.nz/Leona Lewis.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke totem tie entitled Doctor's Visit.
ผู้ป่วยใหม่คนหนึ่งผู้เป็นเกษตรกรเข้ามาในออฟฟิศห้องรับแขกของหมอกล่าวว่าคุณมาที่นี่เป็นครั้งแรกคุณเป็นอะไรมา ชาวนาราวกับค่อนข้างกระวนกระวายแล้วเริ่มพูดติดอ่างฉันต้องการหมอกล่าวว่าเอาล่ะเราจะตรวจดูว่ามีปัญหาอะไรไปถอดเสื้อผ้าในห้องที่อยู่ติดกันที่นั่นและกลับมาหลังจากที่เสร็จแล้วเมื่อชาวนากลับมาหมอถามเขาอีกครั้งนึงเอาล่ะตอนนี้คุณจะบอกฉันได้หรือยังว่าปัญหาของคุณน่ะคืออะไรชาวนากล่าวว่าฉันแค่ต้องการที่จะถามคุณว่าคุณอยากที่จะซื้อมันฝรั่งจากฉันสักถุงไหม
And now for our viewer's heartline about the vibrant vegan lifestyle presented in Mike Anderson, The Rave Diet, on healthy living.
Great show. I've been using his method for a year and I lost 30 pounds. Great info for people who want to lose weight. Sarah from New York, USA.
Healthy Sarah. That's good to hear. Mr. Mike Anderson makes a very impressive case for the vegan diet. Besides saving our planet,A plant-based diet can also support our physical and mental well-being. What a win-win situation! Please, share the great news with your green-going American co-citizens, with heaven's light to you and your cherished ones.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and story from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
As Earth inhabitants return to love and virtue, may our world be granted everlasting peace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union formally welcomes the implementation of the Lisbon Treaty, an accord intended to unify and streamline processes so that the European community can respond more quickly to global matters.
The U.S. state of Virginia, home to the country's first tobacco plantations, becomes the 28th state in the nation to enact smoking bans in bars and restaurants.
The Australian government allocates $13 million to assist such regions as Victoria States, Waimea Malay in coping with current water shortages and planning for a future with reduced resources.
During the 8th Iran-Russia Joint Economic Commission meeting in Tehran, Iran, delegates from the two countries discussed ways to expand cooperation in such areas as transportation, energy and trade.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reaffirms the importance of a sovereign Palestinian state, asking that Israel halt the continued construction of settlements, which he says is an obstacle to the peace process.
US President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev confer via telephone on furthering bilateral relations as well as making further progress on the nuclear arms reduction treaty.
Prime Minister Kevin Rudd of Australia states that no more troops will be sent to Afghanistan, with personnel to train Afghan police and humanitarian aid workers being dispatched instead to help stabilize the country.
Thanks to the joint efforts of Chris Robercheck, volunteer veterinarian Craig Evans, and donations from nonprofit Save Our Shores, Krusty the Cat of California, USA, receives free eye surgery and is safely returned to homeless caregiver Zachary.
The European Union offers visa-free travel benefits to the Eastern Balkan countries of Serbia, Macedonia, and Montenegro.
As the first Western leader to visit Belarus in 15 years, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi meets with President Alexander Lukashenko, where the two spoke of strengthening economic ties.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals.Thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.